or finding out for myself, normally breaking it in the process, but then realizing how and why I'd broken it. And from an early age, when I was at school, I used to do some vacation work in a spring factory, and it kind of taught me a lot. It was just manual labor, dare I say. But it was seeing challenges from a shop floor, you know, seeing the challenges of, we've got an order to get out. It's got to be out by Thursday. Well, it's just got to be out by Thursday. It doesn't matter what we've got to do. It was seeing that from a sort of 16-year-old, as it would be doing my, you know, going on to do my A-levels, of sort of getting that bit of experience and thinking, this is like really interesting. You know, people think you're just making something, but there's all these other challenges about problem solving, independent thinking that come in. And it really interested me. So I went on then to study kind of manufacturing engineering and operations management at University of Nottingham. And then I specialized in advanced manufacturing with lasers at University of Liverpool. So as my career kind of progressed after the studies, I carried on my research at UOL after my studies and went into something called photodynamic therapy, which was really